Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I'm examining how we can be grateful in a world of comparison. How do we get more grateful in a world where comparison to others is the norm? How do we do it? You know, we talk about gratefulness, we talk about Thanksgiving, you know, especially right now, about all that we should be grateful for. And I think that it's a great idea. And I think the feeling to most of us is that we should be. And many of us feel bad because we're not grateful enough. I think it's something that slips in and out of our consciousness, something that we want to do more of. But quite honestly, I feel like we're in a world where comparison is in the norm and gratefulness just isn't. It's like in order to be grateful for our life, we have to truly focus. We have to really rid ourselves of certain input, and we have to really get on target to see the truth. I found that there's a lot of things out there that really take me off target. In a world of social media, TV, billboards, cell phones, we're bombarded by images, items, and models selling the latest greatest. You know, it's hard to be grateful when you see all this stuff that you don't have. It's hard to be grateful when you see these expensive cars, expensive homes, watches, clothes, and the list goes on that you don't own. And I know many of you out there saying, wait, Ashley, I'm grateful. I'm very grateful about what I have. But I'm being truthful and honest in this, that I know that you're being grateful, but how many times does that go away? It's almost like it's erased from our brain, okay? And we know we should, but we kind of forget about it. And we go down this road of feeling lesser than. We go down this road of feeling like other people are more successful because they have these worldly goods. I mean, I don't know about you, but sometimes I pull up to a restaurant and it's like you got 7 Ferraris out front, like 2 Rolls Royces, a couple of Bentleys, the Bentley SUV, and everything in between. And you pull up and you're like, wow, you know, I'm not wanting these cars, or I'm trying not to covet them. Yes, they're nice, yes. But you're like, golly, does everybody have a $250,000 plus car? And you begin to start questioning your own success level. You see what I'm saying? And I know that many of you out there are saying, well, I don't define money and success as the same thing. And I get you. I understand that because I don't either. But yet when it's in my face, sometimes it's hard. It's not that I define it the same, but then I say, wow, I know I really care about what I'm doing. And I love what I'm doing on this planet, but yet, wow, there's a lot of people making a lot of money doing whatever they're doing, okay? And it's hard to recenter, and even if you do recenter, part of you says, am I living in some sort of dream world where I care more about helping people than about that? But then part of you sits there and goes, but why can't I have something like that? And so on today's show, we're going to be talking about, you know, how do we stay alive and not get run over by the hyped media bus that makes us feel lesser than, where other people are better, other people are more successful, you know, other people got it together, and we don't. Because I know that that's far from the truth. I know that just because they have XYZ doesn't mean they have it together. We know that money doesn't buy happiness, but, you know, it does make things sometimes easier sometimes. But yeah, nothing buys happiness but being truly, you know, understanding and grateful and having unconditional love. That's what buys real happiness and health, you know, being healthy. You know, but then again, some of you might say, wow, these people have enough money to have a really great insurance and have this and have that, and they're not ever unhealthy. And there I am struggling to stay healthy. Struggling. And so on today's show, we're going to be revealing how we can be grateful about the things that we do have, and how we can be aware of when we slip into that comparison abyss, how when we can be aware of slipping into that, and how we can stop that from happening. Because I've slipped down in that comparison abyss. I've been there, and it's not fun. It's not fun because all of a sudden, everything you do, you begin to question. Your modus operandi, your life, and you begin to compare yourself to other people that you really can't compare yourself to, because you're only comparing yourself to an item, a vehicle, a house, a status. There's no comparison of the real heart to heart. It's just items. And that's not true. It's not a true comparison. But in a world where we are surrounded by social media, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, everything in between. I mean, our cell phones, our iPhones, our Androids, all that stuff where you can see all this stuff all at one time. You know, the media, the TV, all of it. We have to get our head on straight. And so how do we safeguard ourselves from falling into the pit of comparison? How do we stop ourselves before we fall into that despair and unhappiness that makes us question our life? It makes us devalue ourselves, because that's really what we're doing, right? We're devaluing who we are. We're devaluing the value we have. We're devaluing, you know, us as an individual, us as an amazing spiritual God individual that's here on this planet to do good stuff. And, you know, this show is dedicated to the person that is out there helping other people, that's out there doing the best they can, raising their family, dealing with their responsibilities, overcoming the stuff that life has been, you know, has put in your way, you know, has dealt with a lot of issues of their upbringing and understood that they might have not have been in a healthy upbringing, but they're doing everything they can to overcome that cycle. You know, you, the survivor, that's doing everything you can to make yourself better. And that's why the show is so important to me, because it's about getting out the information, putting it out there so that everybody understands. Because when we begin to see what's really happening, we can actually make changes in our life to safeguard ourselves, to better ourselves, to awaken ourselves. We can do so many things. But when we don't know what's happening, we don't know how to safeguard, and we don't know how to deal with it. So on today, I'm going to be offering some real solutions on how to be grateful in a world of comparison, and we're going to begin that discussion right now. And the first thing that you can do, that you can implement, and I've talked about this before, but not in this context, because oftentimes we can talk about ideas, but if it's not in the same context, we don't really know that it can reflect or help or repel or do anything in this context. And so that's being mindful. Okay, when we have mindfulness and we are being mindful, we don't get lulled in to the rocking of the commercial cradle, right? Because the commercial cradle is a rocking. You know, if it's a rocking, don't bother knocking. And that's what's been happening for a long time. But it's not until we're mindful and we become mindful, you know, every day, every moment of our life, are we able to be what? Aware. And once we're aware, and once we become aware of what we're talking about right now here on Live Your True Life Perspectives, we begin to be aware before we fall under the spell again. Because many of us have fallen under that spell for a long period of time where we're competing with the Joneses. We're competing with our neighbors. We're competing with people we know at work. We're competing with people we don't even know on social media. We're even competing with somebody we've never met on Instagram. Okay? We're competing. And what I've learned from years and years and years of studying and education and philosophy and everything else in between is that we can only honestly compete against ourselves because we really don't know the other person. And it's funny because what happens is when we begin to compete against other people, we get off target. Because we're competing against something that they have or something that we want. We're competing against maybe a level of success that we perceive them to have. And I find many people, and I found many people to get off target by, you know, wanting that type of lifestyle or beginning to question their life because they see people having all this stuff and they don't. And it can be a little hard to digest. It can be very hard to digest when you're doing what you need to be doing. You're doing the right thing. You're treating people well. You're treating people with respect. You know, you're not taking from people. You know, you're being straight up. You're being above board. And you're looking at all these other people getting ahead financially, and you're kind of just still standing there. And if you're in that position right now and you feel that way and you feel like people are just like making all this money and becoming all financially successful and comfortable and you're wondering what's happening to you, but you're doing all the right things, this show's for you. Because what I found is that if we continue to go the road we need to go and we stop focusing on everybody else's stuff, we finally get ahead to where we need to be at. But it takes this work to get on our own true path. To actually make ourselves better than we were yesterday, than to focus on the superfluous stuff that doesn't matter, because when we compete with them, it doesn't help us. It just takes us off target for who we truly are. Stay tuned. When I return, I'm going to give you more tips and tricks on how to be successful in safeguarding yourself against falling into the pit of comparison. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in two shakes.
And your name and organization is?
Lauren Bell, CEO of Whistle.
And what is Whistle?
Whistle is an app that provides personalized product recall and safety information.
Whose idea was this?
It was mine.
And how young were you when you were getting ideas?
I was six. I had Lauren's lemonade. My business partner wanted to charge 25 cents a cup, and I said, no way, pay what you want, and some people would give us $20.
Oh, my gosh. So you understood from a young age about coming up with business-related ideas and unconventional business ideas, and as opposed to charging 25 cents, you told people to pay whatever they wanted, and some people gave you more.
Yep. I learned to read people at a young age.
You learned... That's interesting. I thought it was you understood business strategy, but you learned how to read people. What do you mean by that?
I knew that I had a big smile and no teeth, and I knew I could get people to do what I wanted.
So this idea about Whistle, how did it come about?
So I was a former federal prosecutor, and I realized that the government wasn't getting safety information to people, so I decided to do it myself.
Wow. And how long ago did you start this business?
About 6 months.
Uh-huh. And what are you enjoying about running your own business?
I love the wearing many hats. I've learned social media marketing, accounting, very different from being a prosecutor.
Wow. And you're doing this full-time now?
That's right.
Wasn't it frightening, like, leaving your full-time prosecutor salary and benefits and security
behind? It was
terrifying.
And talking to the press, it's the opposite of what you do as a prosecutor, but just taking each challenge as it comes.
What do you mean talking to the press is opposite of what you do as a prosecutor?
Well, when you're doing criminal investigations, you're trying to take the attention away from yourself. And when you're starting an app, you're trying to draw it to you.
Oh, my gosh. Boy, you really have guts, don't you?
Yep. And four kids to boot.
What's the website address for Whistle?
WHYSTLE.org.
Let me have that one more time.
WHYSTLE.org.
And we've been speaking with Lauren Bell, CEO of Whistle, here on Executive Leaders Radio.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
You love your car, and so does CarChecks. We're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau and have been helping people avoid spending a fortune in costly car repair bills for almost 20 years. For about $2.50 a day, you get the peace of mind in knowing that your expensive repair bills may be covered by a vehicle protection plan. Think about if your air conditioner or the transmission goes out. That could cost you a few $1,000s. Or you can get protected with CarChecks and pay only a standard deductible. For about $2.50 a day, you can make sure you don't get stuck with the bill for covered repairs. Keep your car in tip-top shape. For a completely free quote, call CarChecks now at 800-958-5207. 800-958-5207. That's 800-958-5207. Or visit getprotected.com. That's getprotected.com.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
I'm ready to fly.
Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. How did I get here? On today's show, I'm talking about real life scenarios from a toxic relationship. I'm going in deep to these real life scenarios, and I'm explaining what it's like to really be in a toxic relationship. Many of us might wonder if our relationship really is toxic. What defines toxicity in a relationship? Well, I'm defining it right now. Right before the break, I was talking about how oftentimes in a toxic relationship, one person is constantly defending themselves against the other. One person is completely defending themselves, their thoughts, their feelings, everything that defines them. And they feel as though they're never right. Because their spouse, their girlfriend, their boyfriend tells them how they're never right. And it's easy to know when you're never right when somebody's constantly telling you that. And it's interesting because also on top of that, everything is always your fault. Anything that goes wrong, no matter what it is going to be your fault. Except for, here and there occasions of acts of God. Other than that, you might have had something to do with it as well. And so oftentimes you find yourself defending yourself over reasons for doing things. Reasons for not doing things, reasons for saying things. I have a good example that might activate somebody's thought process in this situation to determine that this might be similar to their life scenario, or might actually show you that your life is not that toxic and that you just need to open the lines of communication more. A good example, however, when you're in a toxic relationship, and I'll paint the picture. Okay. You're seeing someone, y'all been in a relationship for a few years, and one of you has an ex. Okay, and the person that does have an ex is cool with the ex. You know, you get along as far as because you have children and you have to deal with it. Are you still in love? No. Do you still really talk to each other at all? No, except for if it has to do with the kid. But oftentimes, when you're in a toxic relationship, and I'll give you this example, you know, you're dating someone else, and you have that ex-spouse, and you're nice and you're cordial because you have children. Your new person in your life, if it's a toxic relationship, will badger you about even communicating with your ex. Any sort of communication, even if it is to talk about the kids, is not permitted. If it is permitted, then that person needs to be on the phone with you to listen in to whatever your ex has to say. Okay. This is a big deal because some of y'all are dealing with this right now, and life has gotten very difficult for you. Because your current boyfriend or girlfriend is causing a lot of pain in your life and you're dealing with it. But if you really think about it, it's really pain. You know, because we all want to try to keep the peace, especially with our ex, no matter how much problem and water under the bridge is there when you have children. Okay? Because you had these children together at one point in time or another, you were in love at some point, and to respect each other enough to give each other the respect that they deserve is good. It's not like you're in love anymore, but the problem when you're in a toxic relationship is if you even say hi to your ex, you're apparently still in love with them and probably still sleeping with them. That's just a good example. Many of you might relate to that. You know, another thing, too, is that you begin to have to defend yourself over the same type of argument over and over again. You defend yourself, for example, let's say that you work till late. Let's say, like, your hours are pretty late. You have a really intensive job. You do at least a 12 to 14-hour day. And every time you come home, your girlfriend, boyfriend, or spouse is questioning if you're cheating on them. You know, you must be cheating on behind their back with somebody from the office, okay? And you're the main breadwinner. You're the main breadwinner. You don't want to work 14 hours. You hate it. You hate it. And are you having sex with anybody at the office? No. But you're constantly having to defend yourself because this person feels that you have got to be having sex with somebody at the office, even though your girlfriend, boyfriend, or spouse hasn't ever worked, and you're the only one bringing in the money. So not only do you have to work your butt off, you also have to deal with the fact that every night you get home, you have to defend yourself against having adultery against them. And these are just specific examples that many people have to deal with. And it's a constant, nonstop defense of self. I have to defend my character. I have to defend my actions. I have to defend who I am. I'm going to be questioned. I'm going to be pushed, all buttons pushed, and I know that I'm going to deal with this every freaking day of my life. And in this case, every evening when I get home. And I know a lot of you out there say, my gosh, isn't that the truth? Well, this is an example of a scenario in a toxic relationship. Because in a more healthy relationship, if somebody had that thought, there would be a conversation, we would talk it out, and it would be over. It wouldn't be a constant defense of self. Also, the other person would actually have some idea of who they are and understand also what the other person is providing. For example, I'm not working. I don't work. My spouse has to take care of me, has to, you know, provide for us, knowing that he has to work long hours, okay. And because of that, I'm actually appreciative of the fact that we have this house and I have a car that I can drive and I have money that I can spend to get groceries and to get clothes and that sort of thing. And with that realization, I'll step back from the fact that, you know what, I'm not going to think about this person cheating. I'm going to realize that they actually are providing and actually be thankful instead of being angry. Do you see what I'm saying? That's a healthy relationship. I'm talking about unhealthy relationships. Okay, so what happens oftentimes is that when you go through this relationship for long enough, you begin to be what I consider, scientifically speaking, and I'm kidding right here, beaten down, okay? You're in the beaten down zone. I should write my own book called Beaten Down. And when we get beaten down, this beaten down thing is a very interesting thing because you get beaten so far down that you just stop defending yourself altogether because there's no reason anymore. Why should I defend myself if there's no reason anymore? Because I realize I'm not ever going to win. I'm not ever going to be heard. I'm never going to be understood. I'm never going to win. So I'm just going to stop. I'm going to stop. I'm going to stop right now. And I'm just not even going to talk about it at all. And, you know, and some of you actually go from this point to being very sarcastic. So then you get into the sarcastic thing. So, you know, when you come home from late from work and you're really beaten down and you feel like you've worked every day since you were 5 years old and you're so tired of it and your spouse asks you, are you cheating on her? You begin to make up stuff like, yes, there's seven women at the office. Yes, we just take turns. It's great. Yeah, you should be there. It's awesome. You know, we're making movies actually right now. You begin to come up with all these different things because really, quite honestly, you're tired of it. You're still defending yourself, but you're doing it and you're angry. You're resentful. You're angry. It's a trigger point, and you begin to make these types of comments. A good example is, you know, okay, do you still have feelings for your ex? I know you still have feelings for your ex. Instead of saying, no, for the 100th time, I'm not in love with them anymore. This is over. I can't believe this. You know I'm not. Da, da, da. Instead of that, you go, yeah, you know what? I went by his house the other day, and it was great. Yeah. You start making comments like that. And those comments, you begin to use that sarcasm, okay, as a defense mechanism. But eventually you get tired of the sarcasm because you say, you know what, I'm tired of this. There's only so many jokes I can make. Yeah, honey, I was at the strip club all during lunch. Yeah, that's what I do. I get paid for it, and I just go there, and I just hang out every day. Yeah, that's what I do, okay? And so you get to the point where you've said enough of this that you finally just say, you know what, I'm tired of it. And that's when I say when you finally just decided to retreat into your corner and you're tired of it because you just feel like you're just so beaten down. You don't want to say anything. You don't want to do anything. You don't want to say anything. Because, you know, if you don't say anything, none of your words can be used against you because no words came out of your mouth. So you begin to be very quiet. Now, I'm not talking about the silent treatment. You're probably getting the silent treatment when you say something, right? You're on the receiving end. Yeah, and sometimes you probably don't mind that so much because, you know what, you've been beaten down so much, it's nice to have a little bit of peace and quiet in the house, right? So you go, the silent treatment, thank you, God, right? Thank you, God, for the silent treatment. If it wasn't for the purine tablets, that's kind of a funny joke. If you've ever seen the movie The Birdcage, there's a part where Agador Spartacus hands some pills over to one of the characters that plays the main character, and it's the purine tablets, and he just scrapes off the A and S where it says aspirin. So it's not aspirin, it's the purine tablets. So you're like, God, give me the purine tablets. Because you're tired of it. You become a shell of a person at this point. You become a shell of a person at this point because you've realized that there's no... You just get tired. You're like, I'm tired. I'm tired of it. Because you're not really at the shell yet, but you're almost there. You're kind of at the point where you're just like, what am I here to live for anymore? I mean, I might as well just be quiet and shut up. If I eat enough, if I eat a whole lot all the time, then I can't speak because I have so much food in my mouth. Maybe if I just start really taking up drinking. Maybe just get really trashed every night. That might help me. Maybe pills. I don't know. I don't know. You begin to think about all this stuff. And some of you out there say, and you think in your head, well, if she's already, or if he's already saying and thinking that I'm doing this stuff, why aren't I? And then you begin thinking about doing the things that you're already getting in trouble for that you're not doing. It gets interesting. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in two shakes.
You like business content. I mean, if you didn't like business content, you wouldn't be listening to this show, right? What if I can give you even more of what you like? Now, we've never met, but I'm willing to bet you are very busy. Between your work, family, and outside commitments, this little car ride is your time to catch up on your favorite show. But do you always get to tune in? Exactly. Well, now there's a business club with you in mind. BizVod is the place for business videos on demand. We have partnered with this show to provide you more of the content you like. The best part? It's all on demand. That means you can log in anytime from any device and watch shows that answer all of your business questions. For a limited time, you can try it for free for 30 days. Simply go to BizVod.com and enter promo code radio. That's BizVod.com, promo code radio.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site, 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis, 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts, available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Call the CPAP hotline now. 800-525-8891. 800-525-8891. That's 800-525-8891. Copays and deductibles apply. Supplies are replaced in accordance with Medicare guidelines.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. How did I get here? On today's show, I'm revealing real-life scenarios from a toxic relationship. Right before the break, I was talking about defending yourself and your thoughts and being beaten down. And once you get beaten down enough, you begin to get quiet. You begin to not want to say how you feel because you know if you don't say anything, your words cannot be used against you because you didn't say any words. So you just stay quiet. And eventually you end up getting kind of just like numb. And some of you think about taking up drugs or alcohol or all the stuff in between. And you know you're kind of stuck. And then eventually what I like to talk about is being a shell of a person. Eventually you just kind of go, well, if I can't beat them, I might as well join them. So I'm not going to say anything I feel or think anymore. Instead, I'm just going to go along with anything that she says or anything that he says. And I'm just going to accept it and just deal with it. And that's it. Done. That's me. And I've seen it. I've seen it in my office countless times. Where after 15 years of marriage, 10 years of marriage, 7 years of marriage, you finally say, you know what, I put my hands in the air, I'm done. Whatever she says, whatever he says, I'll just agree. Because if I disagree with because I have a different feeling or because I have a different thought process, I'm going to be defending that until the cows come home. And in my house, the cows never come home. And I think for many of you that hits home, and if it is hitting home right now, I'm telling you, this is a defining moment to realize that, yes, indeed, you're in a toxic relationship. And I advise people when they're in these relationships, I help them to see the truth. I help them to uncover where it started, why they're in it, how they got there. We work to see if the spouse or the girlfriend, boyfriend will come in and meet with us. Sometimes that happens, rarely does it, but sometimes it does. But most of the time, the other person, there is nothing wrong with them. In their mind, you're the one that has the problem. And so if you realize it from that perspective, it's kind of an idea that that might never change. Because if somebody's always right and you're always wrong, then can you ever be right? No, not in their mind. No, I'm not saying that's reality. I'm just saying in their mind, which is not reality, you're never going to be right. Okay, right before we go into the next scenario, I want to add one thing. Many of you out there have gotten to the point where you wonder if they'd like to actually see you struggle. Does your spouse or girlfriend, boyfriend like to see you in pain? And I think it's because you're like, why am I always having to defend myself? Why am I always wrong? Why is this so painful? Why is my life so hard? Why can't I see my kids? You know, why can't I do this? Why can't I do that? And it gets painful. And you wonder, do they really like to see me in pain? And there are some people out there that might be kind of sadistic and they might like to see that. But I really think a lot of times when we're dealing with serious situations like this, oftentimes the other person doesn't see your side at all. So the idea that you're in pain, they don't see because they're not even thinking about you anyway. You being in pain is not them in pain. They're only thinking about how you make them feel like they're in pain because you're over there defending yourself all the time. Do you see what I'm saying? Like, you think eventually they're going to come around. Like, they're going to eventually go, oh, you're right. Now I see the light. Yeah, I wish that was the case. But when you're dealing with a situation like I'm pointing out right now, unless they're willing to get help, you've got to decide what you're wanting to do in this lifetime. You got to decide what you really want in your life. And you got to decide if you're staying in, how much pain are you willing to endure? Before we go into the next scenario, if you haven't already, go to YouTube. YouTube is a wealth of knowledge as far as, you know, media and video content. And that's something that I've been putting some of my energy into lately, making really great videos, you know, free content for you to connect with, you know, whether it's about, you know, marital issues, perhaps the silent treatment, what the silent treatment is, you know, how to defeat it. You know, dealing with maybe borderline personality disorder. What is borderline personality disorder? You know, how to know if you're suffering with it, how to know if somebody like your spouse or girlfriend or parent might be suffering with borderline. There's a lot of videos on there. So check out YouTube, and to find my channel, you just Google YouTube. And then when you get to YouTube, search Ashley Burgess, Ashley, B-E-R-G-E-S. Okay, so let's go into our next scenario that a lot of folks find themselves in when they're in a toxic relationship. Okay. If you're in a toxic relationship and you've been in it for several years, because this takes time, okay? The one about defending yourself probably started like in month three, but this one takes a little longer. But also you got to be aware of this one, because oftentimes this one's the sneaky one, okay? It's that oftentimes somebody that's in a toxic relationship is being cut off from the outside world. One of you is being cut off from everybody you've ever known, everybody you've ever hung out with, and the list goes on. Okay, so let's delve into that, being quarantined, as we might say, from the outside world. The first thing is that your girlfriend, boyfriend, or spouse decides that you're not allowed to hang out with any of your past buddies, pals, or anything because they don't like any of them. One of the big telltale signs of being in a toxic relationship with somebody is when they literally have something bad to say about every person you know. And they don't say it to their face. You go to a nice party, you know, we got holiday parties, we got all that stuff. You go to a party, right? And you go and you're having a great time. You're hanging out with your friends, you know, you're having fun. And, you know, your wife or your husband's there and y'all are having a good time. And they're smiling and laughing and having a great time. And you're just, this is great. This is awesome. And then you get in the car, you're still smiling about stuff. It's great to talk to so-and-so-and-so-and-so and see so-and-so. I haven't seen them since we used to work together. That was great. And you get in the car, and you drive about 5 minutes down the road, and your spouse is like, golly, I really hate that guy, Tim. Man, could he just be any more smarmy? Oh, God. And you're like, well, Tim, I like Tim. I mean, what's wrong with Tim? Oh, well, Tim, God, you know, he's got this problem and that problem. And I don't know. I think he might be, you know, screwing around on his wife. I don't know. I mean, there's just all these red flags around Tim. And so then you're thinking, well, I really like Tim. I mean, Tim's a good friend of me. And I like Tim. And then the next thing you know, you go, well, let's get off Tim. You know, let's stop talking about Tim. You think about it. You go, well, it was really great to see Jennifer. Oh, Jennifer, God, she can't keep a man to save her life. What is wrong with her? Do you think she's like secretly killing him? You know what I'm talking about. You've been in that car ride before home where not one of those people, your spouse or girlfriend, boyfriend, like, they hated them all. They had something negative and atrocious to say about every single one of them. Okay? It's a big telltale sign something wrong in your relationship. Okay? Another telltale is that all your friends are bad. Okay? Especially the ones that you like. Anybody that you like is bad. Anybody that you want to spend time with, evil person. Okay, there's something wrong with them. I don't trust them. And this is a sign. Okay. And one of the big problems with this is that a lot of us want to make the, we want to make the relationship work. We want to fight for it. Okay. We want to fight for it. We want to make it work. We want to do whatever we have to do. Do anything to keep the relationship. Okay. I don't want a failed marriage. I don't want a failed relationship. I'm going to do whatever she wants me to do. I'm going to do whatever he wants me to do. And we're going to make this work. Golly, okay. Okay, we're going to make it work. I don't know. Some of the things we like, you want to make work, it's like, what are you doing? For God's sake. So, you know, this is crazy. But the thing is that you begin to be pulled apart from anybody that you used to spend time with prior to the relationship. And it starts usually pretty quickly, and it starts for you men out there, if it's your wife or girlfriend who doesn't want you to hang out, it starts with your best buddies, your best guy friends, okay? The ones that you drink with, probably, the ones that you hang out with, the ones with the inside jokes. Those are the first that they want you to get rid of, okay? And maybe you let go of a couple because you tell yourself, you know what, she's right. I mean, he's been single for a while, and I'm trying to keep the marriage, so I better be good. And I'm just going to stop hanging out with him for a little while, but, you know, eventually we'll get back together. And 5 years later, you realize you haven't seen your best friend, and you never talk anymore. The relationship is all strained and stuff, you know. And then you go, how did it get there? Well, yeah, because she told you couldn't hang out with him anymore. I mean, some of you got girlfriends, boyfriends, and spouses that literally grab your phone and take a number out of it and delete it. You're not talking to him anymore. Not talking to her anymore. Okay? You got no way of getting in touch with him. You don't even know how to find him. Done. And I've seen that more often than not. Okay? More often than not. And these scenarios that I'm talking about are real life scenarios. This is happening to people every single day in houses all around the world. This type of stuff happens. And you have to understand that this is a guidepost that there's help that is needed for you to get into a situation that's healthy, whether that's working on this, seeking a counselor, or other means necessary. A healthy life is an amazing life, and we got this one life to live. Stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in 2 shakes.
And your name and organization is?
Kristen Mitchell, Senior Director of Individual Giving at Arena Stage.
And what do you do for a living there?
I do fundraising, raising support for the theater.
All righty. And how do you go about doing that? What's involved in doing that?
Everything from direct mail, online outreach, to meeting one-on-one with donors.
So what's the key to that? What's the key to being able to raise money for this organization known as Arena Stage?
Figuring out what drives people and how that matches with our mission and our needs.
Mm-hmm. How young were you when you were doing that?
As long as I can remember, have always been an observant person.
What are you talking about? What do you mean?
People thought I was shy growing up because I wouldn't talk as much starting out, but I was kind of reading the room and getting to know what was going on before engaging.
What does reading the room and observing have to do with raising money? I'm trying to figure that out.
It's the whole thing. You got to figure out, listen to people and hear what their interests are, and you can't kind of make that connection if you don't hear them well.
Did you say you were playing piano when you were a kid?
I started playing piano when I was 9 years old.
Uh-huh. So you were like an individual kind of kid, a little keeping to yourself a little bit, but just observing everything.
Exactly.
Uh-huh. So when people come to the theater, I mean, I guess they're coming for a bunch of different reasons, and you're like trying to sense what that reason is and then why, what you can do to help them feel comfortable giving?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So you're meeting some of these people? Are you talking to them?
Yeah, it depends on the level of their giving. Mm-hmm. The more you're giving, the more personalized that experience is.
Yeah, it makes sense. What's the website address of this organization?
Arenastage.org.
Let me have that one more time.
Arenastage.org.
Arenastage.org. We've been speaking with Kristen Mitchell, Senior Director of Individual Giving at Arenastage.org. We'll be back in a moment right after this break.
Time changes everything. For me, becoming a single father of 2 young kids, it changed my ability to use my timeshare. The frustration of not being able to use it was compounded by annual maintenance fees that nearly tripled over a 3-year period. I was desperate to get out. After searching online for sell my timeshare or get out of my timeshare, it just looked like one scam after another. I needed a real, permanent and legitimate way to get out of this for good. I'm Brandon Reed, the founder of Timeshare Exit Team. We will get you out of the timeshare you can't use or can't afford anymore. We get people out safely, legally, and permanently. We are more successful because we have more solutions. Schedule a free consultation to review your ownership situation and find the best strategy for you. If we can't get you out, we will give you a full refund. Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
Call 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112.
Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
We're back. You're listening to Executive Leaders Radio. This is your host, Herb Cohen. We'd like to introduce Larry Ebner, who's founder and CEO of Capital Appellate Advocacy. Larry, what is Capital Appellate Advocacy?
It's a law firm that represents companies when lawsuits go on appeal, and that gives trade associations and other nonprofits a voice as a friend of the court in the U.S. Supreme Court and federal courts of appeals.
Wow. Where were you from originally?
From Bergen County, New Jersey, outside of New York City.
And how many brothers and sisters?
I have two younger brothers.
And what was going on with you, 8 to 14? What were your interests?
I think my early interests were astronomy, acting in theater, and politics.
Mm-hmm. Gal?
That's very interesting. What you do right now is do a lot of constructing and deconstructing. How do you think your early childhood interests relate to it?
Well, I think maybe in retrospect, I realized that those early interests all helped me broaden my perspective on the world, helped me appreciate issues and how to analyze them.
Astronomy helped you broaden? Tell me about astronomy, how that helped broaden you. What are you talking about?
Well, I wanted to be an expert on something, and it helped me put the world in a broader perspective.
Uh-huh. What did Dad do for a living?
He was an embroidery manufacturer.
Uh-huh. And did you ever go to work with your father?
I never went to work with him. I may have visited his plant once in a while, but he would take me around to different local political events.
How young were you when you were going to these political events?
Probably from the time I was 12.
So didn't you hate doing that? Did you hate doing that?
No, I actually enjoyed it. I found it interesting being exposed to different people and the kinds of issues they were dealing with.
So how do you think that being exposure, going to these political events when you were 12 years old with your dad, how do you think that influenced you?
It helped me understand that there are a multitude of moving parts in society, and that a lot of them had more than one side to them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you mentioned earlier about acting
in politics. How do you think that shaped you today?
Well, acting helped give me some perspective on different people in different situations. I came to realize that a lot of politicians are actors, and that's why ultimately I became more interested in the issues that politicians address than politicians themselves.
Give me that again. What do you mean by that? What are you talking about?
I'm more interested in issues than politicians.
The issues than politics. And how's this issue stuff help you as an attorney? What are you talking about there? What's the connection?
Well, as an appellate attorney, almost everything I deal with are complicated legal issues and their policy implications.
Okay, go ahead. Keep going.
And the companies that I represent, the trade associations and nonprofits that I represent, need help analyzing issues, formulating positions, and advocating what those positions are to the judicial decision makers. And personally, I find the judicial branch of the government a lot more satisfying than the political branches.
Why is that?
Because I think that judges, at least appellate judges, are dedicated to carefully analyzing issues and coming out with the best possible result. I'm not so sure that the political branches are motivated solely by coming out with the best possible result.
So it sounds like there's a science behind it that you've learned how to deconstruct.
Well, I guess you could call legal analysis a type of science. That's something that law schools try to teach new lawyers.
And astronomy is kind of like reaching for the stars, I guess?
Well, I never thought of it that way. But again, it's something that my father used to tell me, which is to broaden my perspective whenever and however I could. And I think astronomy was a first effort at doing that, although I'm really not interested in that particular subject any longer.
And the Supreme Court is kind of like the highest you can get.
It's the highest that you can get in the United States. That's correct.
So your father's encouragement was for you to broaden your horizons. What was that encouragement again? Let me have that.
It was to broaden my perspective on the nation, the world, issues.
And you have gone ahead and stood in front of the Supreme Court.
I have not had an oral argument before the Supreme Court, but I have written briefs for the Supreme Court, which is the bulk of Supreme Court practice.
And give me the connection between your father's encouragement and these briefs.
Well, the briefs address all kinds of difficult legal issues. In the areas that I focus on are what you might call civil justice. And here in the D.C. area, they also focus on products and services that are regulated or procured by the federal government.
Mm-hmm. So the fact that your father encouraged you to have a broader perspective actually has allowed you, when you're writing these briefs and when you're having these discussions, to understand all the different sides of the issue that allows you to posture or position yourself better?
That's right. And it also helps me do one thing that I really like doing, which is writing.
Huh. How young were you when this writing ability was showing up?
I think it probably started when I was in junior high. I remember one of my first jobs was writing press releases for local politicians.
Wait. How young were you when this was going on?
I think I was in high school.
And one of your first jobs was doing what in high school?
Writing press releases to send to newspapers.
Wait a minute. Most of us worked at McDonald's or were a busboy. You were writing press releases for politicians?
Yes.
What did you enjoy about that?
I enjoyed being able to write something that was concise and to the point and hopefully persuasive.
Huh, how about that? And whose idea was it for you to get that job? Did your dad help you do that?
Yes, I'm sure he did.
And you really enjoyed that. It sounds like he really helped introduce you to a big chunk of your job. I did enjoy that,
and it led to my continue the interest in writing concisely and persuasively.
What's the website address of this organization known as Capital Appellate Advocacy?
CapitalAppellate.com.
Let me have that one more time.
Capital Appellate, that's with an A, C-A-P-I-T-A-L, CapitalAppellate.com.
Excellent. We've been speaking with Larry Abner, founder and CEO of Capital Appellate Advocacy. We've also had the opportunity of speaking with Laura Lott, president and CEO, American Alliance of Museums, followed by Tim Springer, co-founder and CEO of Level Access, Nate Andorski, CEO of Creative Science, and again, most recently, Larry Abner, founder and CEO of Capital Appellate Advocacy. I'd like to thank my co-hosts, including Brett Carr from Hertzback. What's the website address for Hertzback?
It's www.hertzback.com, H-E-R-T-Z-B-A-C-H.
And .com. And Gal?
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.